Part 1. Getting in the Game. Ray's Story. Chapter 1. The Best Laid Plans. The northbound traffic on the Meadowland Parkway was bumper to bumper. Cars, vans, and SUVs crammed with people of all shapes and sizes moved slowly toward Visiontel Stadium. Children clutching pennants and baseball gloves and hopes of catching a miraculous foul ball, anxiously waited for their cars to inch ahead. This evening's game was a sellout, and the fans were out in full force. Everyone with a ticket to today's game was pumped. Everyone except Ray Martin. Ray was southbound on the parkway. As he passed the stadium on his right, he glanced down at the ticket on the seat next to him. It was a gift from a friend who had connections with the team, a friend he would soon have to call with bad news. Ray had planned the perfect day. Church in the morning, first pitch at 1 p.m., and back to church that night for a board meeting. That was before a 9-game winning streak landed his team in first place, and ESPN selected this game as their Sunday night game of the week. As a result, the game time had been moved to 8 o'clock. So now, instead of an afternoon of baseball, he was headed for an evening of bedlam at a meeting of the board of the Meadowland Community Church. Ray's eyes narrowed and his forehead creased as he glanced at the northbound lanes of traffic headed to his game. Who could blame him for being upset? No one in their right mind would choose a board meeting over a pitching duel between two potential Cy Young winners. Ray had no reason for feeling guilty. Not even the pastor would blame him for wanting to go to the game. Unfortunately for Ray, he was the pastor. Ray had pastored Meadowland for 10 years, and until recently, he had never thought of his circumstance as unfortunate. In fact, Ray was the founding pastor. He and he alone was responsible for the church's fate, or at least it felt that way. Lost in his thoughts, Ray barely heard his cell phone ringing. He grabbed it just before it went to voicemail. "This is Ray," he said. "Are you ready for a great game?" the voice on the other end asked. It was Joe Dickinson, the friend who had given him the ticket. "Oh, hi, Joe. I was about to call you. About the game. From the sound of your voice, I'd say you aren't too excited about it," Joe said, interrupting him. "Let's just say the evening doesn't look too promising." "Doesn't look promising?" Joe said. "This could be the game of the year." "Yeah, well, I wasn't sure how I was going to tell you this, but I can't go to the game, Joe. I have a board meeting at the church, and with the new game time, I just can't make it." "I was afraid of that," Joe said. "Listen, I know it's tough for you to do, but I think you'll be glad you skipped the meeting and went to this game."
"I'd skip this meeting for a root canal," Ray thought.
"Well, you're probably right, but there's a lot going on right now, and I'd better be there," he said dutifully. "Well, you do what you have to do," Joe said.
"Thanks for the thought, Joe. I'll try to find someone to use the ticket," Ray offered.
"No, you keep the ticket. I really believe that you and the church will be better off if you go to the game, so we'll just see what happens. I'll talk to you later, Ray. Bye."
Ray was puzzled by his friend's comment, and it added to his growing sense of resentment about the board meeting. It wasn't too long ago that the excitement level Ray felt over a baseball game was dwarfed by the excitement of leading Meadowland, but not anymore. In all honesty, it wasn't that he wanted to go to the game as much as he didn't want to go to the church. Ray was headed south in more ways than one. Ray and his wife Sally, along with 12 others, had begun the church in a nearby home. Their vision was pure and simple: to introduce people into a relationship with Jesus Christ